Along the Florida Panhandle, whole communities are without electricity and cell phone service after Hurricane Michael. It was the most powerful hurricane ever to hit that part of Florida, and many communities are simply in ruins. One of the areas that was hit hardest is the place Hurricane Michael made landfall. It's called Mexico Beach. Now, NPR's Greg Allen was in Mexico Beach yesterday, and he's with us now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Noelle.
All right, so we're hearing of terrible devastation. What does Mexico Beach look like now?
Well, there were very few houses in that town, small, kind of quiet community that came through unscathed. It's right near, as you mentioned, the place that Michael made landfall. And when the storms came ashore with those 155-mile-per-hour winds, many houses lost their roofs. You saw entire walls missing. Whole buildings, in many cases, were gone. Walking by one house that sticks out in my memory, the whole front of the house was missing. You could look right into the kitchen. You know, like all of North Florida, this area is heavily wooded. There are pine trees everywhere, and those pine trees just snapped, whole forest just in half like matchsticks. And those falling trees did a lot of the damage throughout the entire area. We saw many houses crushed under trees. The wind also snapped power poles, putting wires onto the roads. Power is out for nearly all the customers in some of these panhandle counties. Fortunately, in Mexico Beach, most people evacuated, but some did stay. We met a man named Lance Irwin, who was out working with his neighbor to replace parts of his roof, which came off in the storm. He says it was much, much worse than he expected. He was in a place that he considered his safe room with his dog and cat when he says things really got bad.
The wind was so strong, the house was actually shuddering. And I just got a real bad feeling it was coming directly this way. And so it's like something just said, you need to go. So we get out and came to my backup safe room down here in the laundry room, and that window exploded and glass was stuck in the wall and everything. It would have gotten us for sure.
As bad as it was, Irwin says, he's glad he stayed, and he'd do it again. A handful of people in Irwin's neighborhood also stayed. Pat Hendricks lives just a few doors down.
There's water. Don't worry, you can't do any harm. So this is where I slept the night before. So
in the hallway.
In the hallway.
Hendricks had more than a dozen trees, pines, oaks, a gum tree, all snapped in half. And two of the largest, towering pines, fell on the room she usually sleeps in. She took us into her bedroom, where one of the trees now pokes through the ceiling.
This is the tree limb. You can see sky.
Another local, Lance Hansen, grew up in Mexico Beach.
Before, it was paradise. It was the most beautiful secret location you could have for a vacation. The best beach in the whole world.
Hansen rode out the storm along with his uncle and his 98-year-old grandmother in the family's house a block back from the beach. He says he's sorry they did. The storm blew off much of the roof, but the nightmare that he calls it didn't end there. Houses where the gas had been left on caught fire in Mexico Beach, threatening to burn down the entire neighborhood. Now, he'd like to evacuate, but with his hometown in ruins, with trees, power lines, and poles blocking all the roads, he's not sure it's even possible.
This is a war zone. How are you going to get out of here? This city is destroyed. The whole area is going to get, they're going to tear down all these houses and rebuild it. You're not going to recognize Mexico Beach.
Crews are working to clear trees, which still block roads leading in and out of Mexico Beach. Joe Whaley says he and his wife lost every tree in their yard, but their house, surprisingly, took little damage. The same isn't true for the rest of the town. Driving down Highway 98, the beach road, Whaley says, was sobering.
Everything that was on the water side is now on the land side. The lookout lounge, which is right here, you'd have to find a sign to see what it, that you knew that what it was, because it's collapsed.
You know, Joe Whaley says one thing is certain. He and his wife aren't going to stay for another hurricane like this one.
I mean, Greg, those stories were terrifying. When you asked people, why did you stay? What did they tell you?
You know, you hear so many different reasons. Some of those who stayed said they thought it was going to hit as a Category 3 hurricane, not a monster high-end Category 4 storm. It was almost Category 5, you know.
Yeah.
One man we talked to faulted the National Hurricane Center and the news media for not providing a more accurate forecast to let him know that he should leave. Another person I talked to had surgery scheduled, but of course that's been postponed now, and the hospital he was going to be in has been evacuated. Some say they stayed because with the blocked roads and the police checkpoints, it's so hard to get back to your home after the storm. You hear this here and many other places. Every day away is another day for a house that's missing windows or roofs to take even more damage, you know, from rain and from the outside elements.
Any idea when residents who did evacuate will be allowed back?
That's not clear at this point. You know, for now, the county says only first responders and work crews are being allowed back in. Even local residents are being told it's not safe yet to return. The people who are there, we talked to, some of them wanted to go out and start looking for supplies like ice, maybe pick up a generator. But they were told if they left, they wouldn't be able to come back. And so they felt kind of trapped there. We also talked to some people who they can't get their cars out because there's so much rubble, power lines down on the roads. You know, it's a very difficult situation. But, you know, help is on the way. As we were leaving, we saw local residents say they're being told by FEMA that some relief should be coming, and they're hoping for ice and the restoration of cell phone service.
Just quickly, with the infrastructure being in ruins, how'd you get there yesterday?
Well, it was quite a long, hard drive in. We came from Tallahassee, which is just 2.5 hours away usually. It took 9 hours.
Wow.
Every major road, including Interstate 10, was blocked. We followed road crews for quite a while as they cleared trees to get there. By the time we got to Mexico Beach, we saw people who were surprised to see us because not many people had arrived there at that point.
NPR's Greg Allen, thanks.
You're welcome.